us to commence by singing hymn number 739. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. Hymn 739.
Together from God's holy word, Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us and teach us how to pray. Most merciful, kind and gracious Lord God in heaven, we come to the evening hour of our worship this day, and we do pray and plead thy gracious presence, that thou would be one in our midst. Oh, we do pray that there may be a few hearts seeking this evening for that same blessing, for thy gracious presence to be known and felt, that thou wilt stand in our midst and say, peace be unto you. Although the doors may be shut, oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant us a sense of thy gracious presence. Oh, we pray, Lord, for thy influence over us, in our hearts, in our minds, upon the service this evening, that all may be done to thy honour and thy glory, that we gather to worship thy great and holy name. Oh, but we do pray that thou grant us a sense of thy name in our hearts, and that name that is above every name. We come before thee as sinners. We pray that thou condescend this evening to be with us and favour us and bless us. As our worship this night ascends, may it ascend acceptably. May it be that sweet-smelling savour, perfumed with the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, that finished work. Oh, we look to thee, dear Lord Jesus, to supply our every need. We have many needs this evening. Some needs, Lord, we've carried through from this morning. Some needs we've carried through into this year from last. Oh, how needful we are of thy Gracious help. We need upholding. We need supporting. We need drawing. We do pray, Lord, that thou art reach out thy hand this night and draw us to thyself. Oh, that thy power may be known in our hearts. Draw us away from the affections and the things of this life. Though they may be right things, lawful things, yet, Lord, we would pray for a mind free from earthly things, that we may lose them from our minds for a season and have an hour in thy house, wholly taken up with thee. Oh, we're each fast hastening on. Whether young or old, we know not, Lord, when that time will come, when we must stand before thee. But it's certain we each will be found one day at the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, then prepare us. Prepare us for that day when we must stand before thee and give an account of the things we've done in the flesh, in the body, both good and bad. Oh, Lord, what will we say? May there be a voice which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that that precious blood may be our only plea, our only hope. May we not be found trusting in our own endeavours, our own works, our own righteousness, which is as filthy rags. But may we each be taught the need of salvation, the need of a Saviour. Oh, that we may be found fleeing for refuge to that hope set before us. We each may be found calling upon thee. For Lord, there is a day of trouble ahead. Oh, may it be a day that we, by thy grace and mercy, may look to with longing eyes, to be amongst those that look for him, to be found looking for him, not fleeing to the rocks or the hills to hide us, but found looking to him, looking for him, his appearing. Oh, numbered amongst those who love his appearing. Oh, then do appear for us both now and, Lord, at the judgment seat, as our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. May we know thee. Oh, that we may know him, that we may be found in him. Oh, Lord, do work. Oh, that mighty, most needful work of grace in each heart, from the youngest to the oldest, those that we know and love that are connected with us. For how can we bear that piercing thought? What if their names, what if my name, should be left out when thou for them dost call? Oh, to be numbered amongst the sheep in Christ's fold, to know the evidences in our hearts. Oh, do confirm them this evening. Say again to my soul, I am thy salvation. Speak peace. Grant liberty, life, the love of Christ overflowing. Pour out thy spirit upon us. Pour out thy blessing amongst us. May there be a flowing together this night to the goodness of the Lord. Oh, do orchestrate all our worship this evening. We are sinful creatures, and our best attempts, our best endeavours, however right-minded we are mixed with sin. Oh, do cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love all that thy most pure and holy eyes to see amiss in all that we do. O Lord, we pray that thou art pardon and forgive us. We do thank thee, Lord, for the multitude of thy mercies. And we pray that we may ever be thankful for the daily benefits, the daily mercies that we receive. Though so fallen and base and unworthy, yet how gracious and kind thou art. Oh, and we pray that thou art deal with us each in love and mercy. We pray for our friends, Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge, with their afflicted grandson, and pray that thou lay thy healing hand upon him. Carry him through, bear him up, and sanctify and use these things, we pray, for his good and the good of those that look on. O Lord, do glorify thy name. We pray that as we each pass through the various scenes of our lives, that we may not just move through them, struggle through them, unconcerned, unmoved, untouched, but they may be used for our real eternal good, that we may know thee more, that thou art increase our faith. Oh, take away that sin of unbelief. So bless each of the friends. We know not all the cases, thou knowest. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Oh, we do pray then that each of the friends may be brought to cast all their cares upon thee and prove that thou carest for them. That thou art bless and sustain and help, and be with us each in the unknown way, and grant direction and guidance and wisdom to each, and do be with any with mountains before them. We pray, Lord, that they may be enabled to bring them before thee, to cast them upon thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with us each. We know not, Lord, what lies before, but we do pray that thou wilt give us that spirit of submission and humility, and may we know and be taught that thou art too wise to err and too good to be unkind. And Lord, then reveal thyself to us each. May we each be brought to the feet of the Lord Jesus in humble confession of our sins, pouring out our souls before thee, emptying the tents of our hearts, that we may know pardon and peace, that we may know sins forgiven, that the debt paid, that liberty granted. We pray, Lord, that Christ may be revealed and Christ made precious to us. And we think of that word, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Then may he be precious to each one of us. We cannot live without him. We cannot do without him. Lord, do make thyself precious to us each. So we do pray for each of the friends, children growing up in this increasingly evil world. We see, Lord, the signs that thy spirit, Lord, is withheld. We look around at the world, we look around at our country, we look around at our little denomination, our churches, we look in our own hearts. We pray that thou wilt return unto us. as in former days. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would help us to confess those sins that have grieved thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would show us where we've erred. There may be a pouring out of confession. There may be many mourning and crying and sighing over the abominations done in this land. And we plead, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Oh, do say thus far and no further to all those evil devices and plans of Satan. We pray that thou stem the tide of Antichrist in this country. The rise of Islam, the many Antichrists rising in our day. O Lord, in much wrath, remember mercy. Remember thy poor afflicted people. Keep us from persecution in this land. Spare us this privilege of gathering openly, publicly, around thy word. Oh, that we still can meet free from persecution. What a mercy, Lord, in this evil day, but ever spare it to us. We remember those, Lord, who are less favoured. We think of thy suffering church throughout the world. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Bless them and uphold them. May they know underneath are the everlasting arms. Keep Satan from them. Keep Satan from us. And may we not be ashamed of thee. We often wonder where the scene will end. We think of our little children growing up. Well, what will their little eyes live to see? Oh, could it please thee to see better days? A revival in this land. We wonder what it would take. Oh, but Lord, have mercy upon us. Turn us unto thee. Fill our chapels with praying, seeking, longing souls. And glorify thy holy name in this country, in our churches, in our denomination, and in our hearts. Lord, we beg, have mercy upon us. Oh, for we know without thee we can do nothing. And then, Lord, helpless, but not hopeless, we come to thee. We look to thee for everything. Thou hast helped us hitherto. Oh, thou do continue thy mercy to us, and pardon and forgive our many, many sins, and blot out all our many transgressions. We ask all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 714. Why so cast down, dejected soul? A loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. Hymn 714.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, Psalm 37, and with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the 23rd verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalm 37 and the 23rd verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Beloved friends, this is a great comfort to know that the Lord has ordered every step of his dear children from the day of their birth to the day of their death. And more than that, because all things are in his hand, and nothing in this world, in this life, in this time state can take place without his permissive will. And all things are ordered. But the ordering of those footsteps of his dear children have a blessed end. You know, it's very solemn. But there are many that are walking, and their journey will end in eternal punishment in hell. You and I are walking a journey, and there are two places, two destinations we have set before us this evening. We have the wicked, and we read that the Lord shall laugh at them. You know, the Lord's people are sometimes found fretting themselves. You know, we start the psalm, don't we, this evening? Fret not thyself because of evildoers. The Lord, he laughs at them. It's a solemn thing, isn't it? Solemn thing. We fret ourselves. When we're left to ourselves, we're found looking around. We look at others in the world. We look at our neighbours, those we mix with. And from the outward eye, we judge them and we fret. Why are they at more ease than I am? Why have they got this and I haven't? We're left to ourselves, we're found fretting. Oh, have you ever been brought like the psalmist Asaph? And as the Lord has opened your eyes, because he was found in this place, he was found looking around. And you know, he felt his feet slipping. You know, the dear man was, well, on that straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life, and his eyes caught sight of the world. He says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone, and my steps had well nigh slipped. What's the reason for it? For this stumbling in his walk? The reason for this slipping and stumbling and feeling to almost slip off that straight and narrow way. He says, this is the reason, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And you know the psalm he goes on to pour out in his heart. He says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Oh, to have your eyes opened. You know, until the Lord opens your eyes, you won't see that straight and narrow way. You may hear of it, but it won't concern you, it won't interest you. But oh, that your eyes and my eyes may be opened. We sang of it, didn't we, this morning? That narrow way, and the great point this evening. Where are our footsteps? Can you trace them out in your life? Are you walking out the footsteps of the Lord's dear children? Are we on that straight and narrow way? You know, Asaph, he says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Oh, to be granted understanding. Understanding of the end, the lot of the wicked. And he has to confess. And have you had to confess this? He says, so foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. I was as a beast before thee. He mourns the unbelief in his heart. He's left to question. Well, the wicked are prospering. The wicked are flourishing. It's going well with the wicked. But it's not. It's with the righteous it's well. They may have wealth. They may have fame. They may have learning. But the hymn writer, he says, well, where is this? Where's true happiness? Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame all cry out. It is not there. It is not here. It's to be found only in the lot of the righteous. And though there may be sorrow, there may be affliction, yet it will end. It will end. The lot of the righteous, what is it? No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, and rest. And you and I, in our worst moments, we look at the world and some of them are at rest, some of them are at ease, some are living in comfort, in luxury, and oh, left to yourself, you feel hard done by. Oh, that the Lord would show you their end. You know, it's the only rest they will know, the only peace they will ever experience is in this world. And you know the passing of time, how brief the years are. And that's it. And then what? No rest. Continual sorrow above all that we can think. And suffering. No rest. A labour of sorrow for an eternity. Oh, there remaineth therefore now a rest for the people of God. Are we labouring this evening to enter into that rest? This is not our rest, beloved friends. We're passing through. The world's passing through. We're passing through. Oh, seek not to make your home here. You know what I mean by that. We must buy houses and things, but you know what I mean. This is just a passing through. You're on a journey. Oh, hasten onwards. May your eyes be unto the Lord Jesus. May you see that rest that remains for the people of God, and under the Holy Spirit's influence tonight, may it be your true and only desire. Oh, to know him, to know that rest, to know that peace which passeth all understanding. Oh, Lord, grant me not the eye of the worldling that sees the toys and the trappings of this life and wants to settle down in this world and only have peace for a season. Moses, we read, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And this is it, isn't it? Oh, to make that right choice. You know, it's not in your hands and mine. Oh, but may wisdom be given. May a true understanding, the eye of faith, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit's work, the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, may each one of us have our names written in that book of life. Oh, that none are left out, that all of us are found, not only on that straight and narrow way, but in heaven at last. The steps of a good man are ordered but by the Lord. Well, Asaph, he says this, "Oh, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand." You see, his feet were almost gone. He almost slipped. Satan almost plucks him, but there's an unseen hand. None shall pluck them from my Father's hand. There's a good man here, and his steps are ordered by the Lord. And though he's shown his weakness, and though he's brought to see his insufficiency and his inability to keep his own soul and to keep himself on that straight and narrow way, he's proved once more that underneath are the everlasting arms. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Steps ordered, guided, established. The margin reads, established. Our footsteps established, our footsteps ordered by this loving counsel. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. It speaks of a continual teaching. It speaks of learning, being taught, being led through the Word of God. That the Word of God being applied to your soul as you journey on. Do you know what it is to live your life and then you read the Word of God and things are made straight. Crooked places are made straight. Rough places are made plain. Well, maybe the roughness of the way is not taken away. But it's made plain in this, that you see it's right. You see it's necessary. You see that this is the way the Lord leads his dear children. You see that it is through much tribulation. The Lord is chastening you, correcting you as a father. You know, we think of that, don't we? The father's love to his dear children. We think of him, his chastening hand. And you know that those of us who have been favoured to have children, and you know, as you look at the way you deal with them, you know, and sometimes when you're correcting them or trying to bring them up in the right way, and you seek to correct them, you look at your own way you deal with them, and you think, what a mercy that my wise, kind Heavenly Father has more patience and is more long-suffering than I am. Oh, as time and time again we come back with the same faults. We say sorry again. We at his feet again. We're pleading for forgiveness again. And the Lord, graciously, lovingly, though he may chasten, yet there's forgiveness. There's pardon. There's that mercy flowing. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. He said, forget about this world. Whom have I in heaven? but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, is the Lord ordering your footsteps? You know, we have things in our lives, acquaintances, we have family, we have friends, we have loved ones. But beloved friends, we must be brought to part with them all. The Lord has granted us these things as we journey through this wilderness. But you know, when we come to that judgment seat, it will be you and I on our own. You know, you won't have your wife or your husband or your loved ones with you. It's you and your God. Oh, that the Lord may be made precious to us each. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, can you truly say it from the bottom of your heart this evening? There's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, the Lord may be, that one thing needful with us each. Oh, that altogether lovely one. He whom our hopes of heaven depend. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so you see the Lord leading his dear children. And sometimes their footsteps are not beside the green pastures, and not beside the still waters. Sometimes there's the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes there's the thorny place. Sometimes there's the fiery furnace that we're brought into to burn off the rubbish, to try us, to prove us. But it's all ordered. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. And I was thinking of that this evening concerning the Lord and his wisdom. And it's really this, isn't it? Though I can't his goings see, nor all his footsteps find, too wise to me to be mistaken, he, too good to be unkind. You know, you can sing it, can't you? You can read it. But do we really know it? When you can't see his footsteps, like Joseph, when the mysterious dealings sold as a slave into Potiphar's house, brought to stand the test, the fiery trial of temptation with Potiphar's wife, holding fast, by the grace of God he stood firm. And yet, you see the mysteriousness of it. He's thrust, falsely accused, into prison, and there he languishes, forsaken by the butler and by the baker. There he languishes. There's no time span on his sentence. He's out of sight. Oh, but we read the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Oh, well, at times I'm sure that Satan was also buffeting. We read, until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. As he tried you. You know, have you been brought into those spots and places in your life? You can't see a way forward. You don't know where to turn. And more than that, you can't trace out his gracious presence with you. And that's what troubles you. You not only can't see the way ahead, but you can't find him in it. You pray and pray. You call upon him. You have that word, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will hear thee and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And you, You wait, and you wait. And where is he? It seems to be silent. Has he cast me off? Am I forsaken? I thought I could trace out my footsteps being ordered by him, but now I'm not sure. Some doubts are coming. Is this the way? Is this the right way? I felt a sweet persuasion that I may have been one of those on that straight and narrow way, but it seems to have all come to nothing. I feel like I'm to make shipwreck. Oh, when will the Lord come? When will he return? Will he return? Oh, the all thy waves and thy billows go over me. You're like Jonah, you feel to be cast out of his sight. You may, like Jonah, feel that your sins have caused it. It must have been a dreadful thing for him to be thrown over that ship's side into that stormy sea. You know, he knew it was for his sin. He had brought it upon them. And there, he was thrown overboard into the deep, sinking. Would he perish? Oh, beloved friends, we can't imagine, can we, what was going through his mind. The sin, what have I done? My disobedience, where have I been brought to? Oh, the footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The mysterious dealings. Sometimes we look like we're walking into trouble, and we can't. The Lord has said for us to go forward, and we can't go back. But it seems such a storm is in the way, such a mountain in the way, and day by day getting nearer and nearer and nearer. No sign of it being made a plain, no sign of the trouble to end. Oh, to hold fast, to hold our faith, to seek by his grace to hold fast to those promises that we've been given. Oh Lord, make known thyself. Oh, speak that word of peace. Then I know that all must be well. That though this is a mysterious path, that I'm on that straight and narrow way, this is needful for me. This is for my good. This for thy honour and glory. You know, sometimes we've got to rest there. It's for thy honour and thy glory. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And I take that this evening. You may say you could take it as two ways, that the Lord is delighting in that good man walking rightly in that pathway. But I take it this evening as this, that good man, he delights to walk in that way, in his right mind. When he feels it's the right way, oh, how he delights, how he longs to walk in that straight and narrow way, and with the Lord's blessing upon him, the Lord shining upon him, with that feeling in his heart that he is, all things are ordered, all things are right. It's a delight. He delighteth in his way. It's not the commandments of God are not grievous to him. They're a delight. It's not grievous for him. It's a delight that he makes mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. It's with delight that he comes into the house of God. It's not a chore to pray. It's not a It's not out of routine or duty, it's out of a full heart. It's out of a delighting heart, delighting in the Lord, resting in the precious promises of the Lord, with his eyes fixed on the Saviour. Though there's the storms, though there's the trials, his eyes are above it. He's looking beyond it. He views the landscape all. And his eyes are fixed there. He's not seeking to make something of this life. He's looking to the promised land. He's looking with that eye of faith to his rest, to his heavenly home, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. You see, there may be those times when he seems to fall. When those times where he's going along nicely and, oh, trouble comes. It's like someone's pulled a rug out from under his feet. Down he's brought. Oh, but how needful. You know, sometimes when in our pilgrimage, in our lives, when things are going well and we can have spiritual ease, we can become complacent, we can even have pride in our own spiritual walk and conduct. But it must be stained, this pride. It's not right, it's not good for us. We're not in the right place. We're a prey to Satan. We think we're strong, but we're at our weakest. We're a prey. We're like that little coney who puts his head out of the hole in the rock and thinks he's able to stand and fight. Oh, we need the Lord to show us what we are, or that we may turn and flee back to him for refuge. We may flee to him, knowing our needs, feeling our weakness, not puffed up on any self-sufficiency, anything that we've done, that there's sometimes a bringing down. There's sometimes a bringing down back to the feet of Jesus, in humble submission before him. I brought back to his feet and pleading, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The Lord showing again, oh, a light into your heart. You're a sinner. You're unworthy. Your best is insufficient. Without him, without me, you can do nothing. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Well, there may be a few cast down souls here tonight. There's much to cast down, really, isn't there? When you consider the dreadful state we're in this country, when you consider the dreadful state we're in the Church of God, really, aren't we? You know, you've got to say, when you look back at former days, oh, what would those godly men and women of bygone days say if they saw our little denomination, saw the national church, saw the Church of God today? Oh, friends, we are in a poor way, aren't we? Oh, how we need the Lord to come and lift us up. There's a lot to cast down. What a mercy that though we may be cast down, and though we may fall very far down in our feelings, the Lord has a wonderful ability to pick up, to hold up, to bear up his dear children. And though he pushes them down sometimes very low in the dust, they must confess again their unworthiness. Yet underneath there's an everlasting arm. And their steps are ordered. And they're on that straight and narrow way. And they will be found in heaven at last. And though Satan may buffet, and those strong temptations that they're wrong will flood in, yet when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Thus far and no further. This is one of mine. This is a brand that's plucked from the burning. They're loved with an everlasting love. And you can't sink beneath the everlasting love of an almighty God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But it seems to be a high word, doesn't it, this evening? One that many of us maybe feel we can't come in. You say, well, this is a good man. The steps of a good man. And I'm not a good man. I'm anything but a good man. Well, then that's me out of it. That's me out of the secret. This is me cut off. Here we go again. I'm not one. I can't be one. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What about my steps? Well, beloved friends, there's two things, isn't there? The steps of a good man were ordered before the foundation of the world. And when the Lord saw them lost, ruined, guilty, dead in trespasses and in sins, and under the covenant of grace, those chosen sinners, the elect according to the counsel of Jehovah, and the sovereign choice of an almighty God, the bringing about of an everlasting salvation, plucking each one of them as a brand from the burning, and there, in the Lord Jesus, in him, they're found to be good. Viewed through him, they're good. Oh, but in themselves, they're not good. They weren't chosen because they were good, because they were going to walk right. They're chosen, and what can we say? What can we say rightly this evening? All we can say is because he would choose them. And we have to leave it there. Oh, but the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And beloved friends, you and I, and everyone born from Adam to the end of time, left to ourselves, would never walk a good life, would never be found under that term good. And so this evening, you say, I can't see myself as good. What a mercy if you can say that this evening. You know, there's plenty of people out there this evening. Hopefully all of them are out of this chapel, but there's some out there this evening who do think they're good, who see no need, who don't look away from themselves for anything. What a mercy this evening if you say, I feel to be anything but a good person, anything but a good man. I see myself as, what a wretched case. What a lost sinner. What a needy case I am. I feel to be at the uttermost, an uttermost sinner, a far off sinner, an out of the way sinner, an out of the secret sinner. I feel to be the biggest sinner in Swavesey Chapel this evening. Oh, what a mercy if you have a heart like that. Oh, broken under the law. Oh, may the glorious light of the gospel shine in. May the Holy Spirit take your eyes away from trying to search out the good man in you and look to Christ. There's the good man. There's the good man. Oh, let us therefore, let us consider him. You see, we ponder our own little lot, but let us consider him. You know, every need of you and I as a sinner this evening is met in him. Everything, every part of your life, where you come short and you fail, he lived it and didn't fail, didn't come short. He lived it fully a life spotless, pure and holy, in amongst sinners, but separate from sin. Oh, this man, this glorious man, oh, that you and I may be found looking to him. You know, what a sight for a poor sinner's eyes to feed on, the Lamb of God. You know, John saw him walking, didn't he? And he said to those around him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." He saw him walking, literally walking. "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Oh, and I say to you tonight, behold the Lamb of God. You know, to poor sinners who feel their dreadful state and condition, who feel condemned by this word this evening, the steps of a good man. Oh, may you see your steps lived by the Lord Jesus. May you be looking to his life to trace out the right footsteps. Oh, may you be able, in your own simple way, to seek to follow in his footsteps. It's a hard path to walk. It's not easy. But oh, to seek to follow in his footsteps, as best as we're able by his grace. But oh, you know, where we come short, where we fail, to see him going on before. He's gone before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. And beloved friends, more than that, you see, he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them, and he entered, ascended into heaven. And he's gone on before them there. And what a glorious welcome he received as he entered in. A hero, a conqueror, King of kings and Lord of lords. And there he sits, and he waits, and he expects. He sits in anticipation, an expectation of receiving each of his dear children into glory at last. Not by their endeavours of reaching heaven, but through his footsteps, through his life, by his death, through that precious blood which did for sin atone, pleading his merits, his life, his righteousness, that they enter into heaven, the certainty of it, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Well, may it be so. May you see the great shepherd of the sheep going on before his flock, not driving them from behind, but leading them from the front. Oh, and may you and I be found like the sheep in Christ's fold, who willingly follow, who follow in love, who see him leading them through their lives, and as green place after green place they receive of his hand, they feed upon him, they drink of that living water. Oh, such need they have, they follow closer and closer. They can't live without him. They can't do without him. Oh, they must see him going on before. They must follow. Oh, may we be found like them. And those who feel maybe they're a little further off. Oh, to be found following in the footsteps of the flock. In the footsteps. Well, the bride of Christ, she speaks of it, doesn't she, in the Song of Solomon. "Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions. Oh, tell me, Lord, tell me where is thy flock feeding? Oh, tell me, Lord, where are they being fed with that bread of life, with that living water? Oh, Lord, let me enter in. The great shepherd of the sheep, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, Lord, let me enter in by faith this evening. Oh, let me follow the flock into the fold. Let me enter in and be at rest and find food for my soul. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Oh, then may we be found seeking direction in our lives, that we may know that this good shepherd leading us, that we may be found committing our way unto the Lord, trusting in him and seeing him bringing to pass those things that are needful for us, both in providence and in grace. May we commit our ways to him. May we lean upon him. May we be found resting hard upon him. He won't fail, you know. He won't give way. And he knows them that lean upon him, you know. He knows them that trust in him. Oh, he feels them. He feels them leaning on him. Oh, may we be found leaning on him, not leaning to our own understanding. May God interpret to us the dealings in our lives. May he show us, convince us, persuade us that we are too, each one of us, numbered amongst his dear children. Oh, that we may be found on that straight and narrow way. It's straight and it's narrow, and few there be that find it. Oh, may by the grace of God each one of us be numbered amongst that few who find it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £690, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Ramsbottom will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School and distribute the prizes. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold their New Year services on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 698. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the Church's living head? Hymn 698.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.